Hey y'all, welcome back. I know I have not been on air in a while, but you know, I got some things that I want to discuss with you guys. And furthermore, my birthday was June 4th, so happy birthday to me. And yes, I want to talk about this topic is going to be about family. First of all, I love my family on both sides, but I just don't like how I have gotten a lot of backlash from me dating my boyfriend. And my boyfriend, you know, he does have a lot of tattoos and stuff like that, but I really don't like how my family just have so much negative stuff to say about him. And I'm not going to say all my family have negative stuff to say, but it's just maybe like a few handpicked that really got some stuff to say, even down from my mama to my cousin. It's like they're basically saying that, oh, well, I don't like the fact that you with him because you still, first of all, my ex-husband left me. He's living a double life. He does not claim that we were married. So why would I still be stuck in a situation that, you know what I mean? It's not, I don't want to be, I just left it alone. And now he's trying to, like, low-key trying to come back into my life because he see that I'm with somebody else. It don't work like that. Like I told him, you're not going to pick and choose when you want to be my husband. This marriage is, our marriage won't on and off switch. You know what I mean? You can't 1 minute turn it on, you want to be a husband. Then next minute, you get what you want, you turn it off, you're not a husband. It don't work like that. So I left my husband. We are separated, divorced, all that. And now that I'm dating somebody else, they got some stuff to say about him. You don't even know him. It's too early for y'all to tell each other y'all love each other too. And yes, we got each other's names tattooed on us. So I got his name on me. He got my name on him. So it's a whole lot of backlash. And I really want to put this out there. Family is the worst. They terrible. You know, family will bring you the fuck down. Family will turn your friendship, relationship, your financials, they will bring you problems all the way around 360. And it's up to you to stand up to them and say, hey, I'm not going to allow you to destroy what I'm trying to have in my life, in my future. Stop bringing up my past. I'm happy for my present and my future. Be happy for me. And it's like a lot of them don't want to see you happy. So that's why I don't mind eliminating myself from them, because I just can't. And then I don't even like the fact that every time when something go on, people want to bring up my father. My daddy is deceased. Let him rest in peace. Stop speaking for my daddy, because I know exactly what my daddy would have said. So don't fucking lie on my daddy. Don't do that. You might can lie on the other family members that deceased, but I know for a fact my daddy, what he would have said about me with this guy that I'm with now, bro. Just don't fucking do that. And it just pisses me the fuck off. Make me mad. And I just don't understand why people can be so negative about people's choice in life. No matter if you want to be straight, gay, whatever you want to be. Do what makes you happy. No matter what. You know, and yes, I do support, you know, the gay community and stuff like that, and pride. I support that, because at the end of the day, there's a lot of them people out there that's gay, pansexual, homo, whatever it is. You know, they choose to do what makes them happy, no matter what their family members think or say. They still did what make them happy, and I really stand by that. So regardless of whether your family members like whatever you choose to do with yourself, do what makes you happy. You're not doing nothing to make them happy. You're doing what makes you happy. They can't live through you and you can't live through them. They can't live through you and you can't live through them. Do what makes you the fuck happy. Just like I'm doing what the fuck make me happy. My mama don't talk to me no more. That's cool. My cousin called us up being mad at me. That's cool. I don't give a shit, because guess what? I'm doing what makes me happy. They doing whatever the fuck they want to do, so I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And I really feel like sometimes, even if you got to move yourself away from negativity, far as if it's from friendships, relationships, family, whatever. Do what you can to keep yourself stress and drama the fuck free. Because I'd be ready to hurt me some bad. Okay? Because it's like, y'all want me to be happy, but y'all still want to low-key try to tell me what the fuck to do. And like, it makes me feel like they want to actually have sex with my boyfriend. It makes me, you know what I'm saying? Because my boyfriend cute. So it's like, okay, this time, my boyfriend ain't ugly. That's why. They wanna bang my boyfriend. Yep. They wanna bang my boyfriend. And you know what? That's some crazy ass shit. They probably fantasize about it. They some fucking creeps. That shit pisses me the hell off. And then what make me even more pissed is the fact that they brung up my past relationships. My past relationships was a fucking disaster. Was an avalanche going down a fucking hill. And then I got somebody that stay on the phone with me 24 fucking 7 to 48 hours. We joke, laugh, we talk shit to each other, we have fun. We never have a dull moment, and the chemistry is amazing. I would never thought that I would be in a relationship with another Cancer. But this motherfucking Cancer right here, baby, he's the one like Daniel's son. Like, I love him. That's my baby. I met his mama. I met his grandmama. When I went up to see him. I spent my birthday with him and his mama. They treated me like I was a princess. So, yeah. And, of course, my ass is a Gemini. So, it's Gemini season. So, yeah. Yeah, I just want to just vent out to y'all because that shit pissed me the fuck off. I was like, you know what? What you not going to do is destroy my relationship with my man because I love him. And we're going to have babies because I love him. That's my baby. And y'all not finna rip that. Y'all not finna rip our relationship up like that. No. Because I ain't going for that type shit. I ain't. I'm not. And it's pretty fucking sad that there's people out here destroying people's marriages. And I ain't gonna say everybody like that, but 99% of the time, people's relationships or whatever type of relationship you have with somebody is getting destroyed by family members. Like, I can tell y'all this. I have cousins that's beefing right now over a man. They beefing over a man. But let me tell you something. It's really the guy's fault because he's messing with both women. And my situation is not like that. But they don't fuck with each other. They don't claim each other. And it's sad because it's like, they didn't know they was messing with the same guy. But at the same time, you know, y'all just don't like each other because of a man that really played both of y'all. Y'all can't do that. But like I said, 99% of the time, my family members are beefing is because of a fucking man. My grandmama's sister took her man and married my grandmama's baby daddy. That's some fucking soap opera type shit. So my whole family life is like a soap opera, a series. Them shows will come on Netflix. For real. It's a hot damn mess. But, I'ma just do what make me happy. And that's just that. They don't like it, then they can just go suck on a lollipop. Because I don't give a damn. But, yeah, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and get off air and come back on here to do some more chit-chatting. And yeah, I'm back. I'll give y'all some more update on the situation, so stay tuned. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back.